Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Mem Ches. We left off in the middle of Sif Dalet. We're on the second to last line on page Yud Gimel. We're about to turn on to page 26. We were discussing in Sif Dalet that one who is going up to Eretz Yisrael, he's going for the Dvar Mitzvah. So even if he found a caravan that's going on Erev Shabbos, since he's going for the Dvar Mitzvah, he's allowed to go with them, as long as he makes a stipulation that they're going to stop on Shabbos. And we said it's Ma'akev. And even if they end up not stopping, he did what he had to do, and therefore he's allowed to travel with them when he gets to Pikuach Nefesh. And we said in the second to last line, Yochol Olechas Yimoem Chutz Latchum Mipnei Pikuach Nefesh. That's how we left off yesterday. He is allowed to go with them, even on Shabbos, outside the Tchum, because it's Pikuach Nefesh. And then the Mechaber says, V'im nichnas li'ir achas b'Shabbos, if he enters into a city on Shabbos, mahalich es kula, he's able to walk throughout the entire city. V'afilu hanichu michutz la'ir, even if they left him off outside of the city. V'rotza li'kones la'ir, and he wants to enter the city, mutter, that is permissible. D'kevon d'l'dvar mitzvah nofak, since he went out for dvar mitzvah, yeshal alpayim amos l'chol ruach, he has 2,000 amos in all directions. So the Mechaber is basically continuing from what we discussed yesterday, and that is that once you were allowed to go out because it was for a Dvar Mitzvah, and you did everything that was in your responsibility to do, and then you travel with them because of Pikuach Nefesh, even if you go outside the Tchum, it's fine. If you go into a city, you can walk throughout the city. If they left you outside the city, you would be allowed to enter the city as well because you went for a Dvar Mitzvah. The Ramah says on page 26, Yesh Omrim Shekol Mokom Sheodom Holech L'Schora. Any place that a person goes for business, Oliros Pnei Chaveru, or he goes to visit his friend, Choshev HaKol Dvar Mitzvah. All of these things are considered going for Dvar Mitzvah. The Eino Choshev Dvar HaRishus. It's not considered an optional travel. Rak Sheholech L'Tayil. We mentioned this yesterday. The Ramah says going for business, going to visit your friend is a Dvar Mitzvah. Sam going for a Tiyul, going for a little travel, that would be considered a Dvar HaRishus. V'alkei Nogu B'tzas Mekomos. Therefore, the minhag is in some places, Lahokil b'inyan aflogas asvinos, to be lenient in terms of going out on a ship, v'halicha shiara, and to go out on a caravan, toch shloshe yamin. Since almost all cases are considered Dvar Mitzvah, they are lenient in certain places to go out on a boat, to go out on a caravan, even within the 3 days of Shabbos. Ki choshvim hakol Dvar Mitzvah, because they consider everything a Dvar Mitzvah. Ve'ein limchos biyadon, one should not protest against them. Hoel v'yesh lehem amish, yismuchu, they have what to rely on, so you do not have to protest against them. Says the Mishnah Brura in Sikkotan Lamed Beis, the bottom of page Yud Gimel, we said v'im nichnas li'irachas b'Shabbos malachas kula, if they drop you off in a city, you're allowed to walk throughout the entire city. De'kevan de ba'ones yotzer chutz la'tchum b'pnei pikuach nefesh, since the ma'isa it was ba'ones that you left the tchum, it was pikuach nefesh. V'gam itchiloso b'rishus nafak, and also your original taking off, your original traveling with the caravan was done with permission, so everything you did was correct. So al kein lo have kishar yotzer chutz latchum. Therefore, you are not like other cases where a person goes outside the tchum on Shabbos. The ein lo elo dalad amos. In those cases, when you go outside the tchum on Shabbos, all you have is the dalad amos that you find yourself in, and nothing more. But over here, you did everything properly, and therefore you still have your tchum. The cause of Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, the davka kishalach ledvar mitzvah gemura. This is talking about that you went out for a real Dvar Mitzvah, v'lo k'shaholach l'schora, not because you went out for business. The after das ha'agosh shegamze mikri tzarech mitzvah, even though like we just saw in the Ramah, going for business is also considered Dvar Mitzvah, mikom okom le'inyan sheyocho lahaloch b'so kolayir, to allow you to walk freely throughout the entire city, v'chein b'meshek kasam l'chaber, and so to what the Mechaber writes right after this, v'afilu v'chule yesh l'apayim amlokol ruach, even if they leave you outside the city, you can go into the city and walk 2,000 amos in all directions. Even that, ein lismo chalze, you should not rely on these leniencies if the Dvar Mitzvah was for business. Kevan shaharbe poskim chokim alze. Since Lamaisa, many poskim argue with the Ramah. So it's true the Ramah calls business or going to see a friend at Dvar Mitzvah, but many other poskim argue with it, and therefore we're not going to rely on that Ramah to give you all these leniencies. Lagabe tchum. Sipkotan lamed gimel. The Kevan de Ledvar Mitzvah. Since you went out originally for a Dvar Mitzvah, you can walk freely the 2,000 Amos. Says the Mishabura, Abel im yotzo mitchilo Dvar HaRashus. But if you went out originally only for a Dvar HaRashus, Af sha'ato hoyo mutter lo lalachas imoem chus latchum evnei pikuach nefesh. Even though when it came down to it, you were allowed to go outside the Tchum with these goyim because of pikuach nefesh, but your original travel was only for Dvar HaRashus. Mikomokom kevan sha'ovar mitchila al das chachomim. Since from the beginning you went against the shita of the chachomim, bameshe yotza tol shoshiyomim, you went out for Dvar HaRashus within the first 3 days before Shabbos, which is not allowed. To go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before Shabbos for Dvar HaRashus is not allowed. So you did something that's not allowed, even though at the end of the day, it was because Bikuach Nefesh that you went out beyond the Tchum. Harei hu kishar yotzei chutz la Tchum. You are considered like a regular person that went outside his Tchum on Shabbos. De'ein lo ela arba amos, and you're only allowed to walk arba amos. Our case that we discussed before is because you did everything right. You went out with Dvar Mitzvah within the first 3 days before Shabbos, and it was Pikuach Nefesh to go outside the Tchum. So then we said, you don't follow the rules of a regular person who left the Tchum, and you don't only have 4 Amos, you can walk freely throughout the city, or 2,000 Amos. But over here, we only went out with Dvar HaRashus within the 3 days before Shabbos, even though at the end of the day, when you left the Tchum, it was Pikuach Nefesh, there you are limited to the 4 Amos that you find yourself in. V'im yotza kodem shlosh yom efil Dvar HaRashus. But if when you went out with Dvar HaRashus, it was not within the 3 days before Shabbos, it was more than 3 days before Shabbos, it was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, kevan dahashtah yotzorech lotzeis mipnei pikuach nefesh, since you went out in a permissible way for Dvar HaRashus early in the week, and now you're going outside the Tchum because of pikuach nefesh, yeshel alpayim amal kol ruach, you also had the leniency of 2,000 amos in all directions, kamo shekosav simen tov zayin. Od kosav, he writes further, the imholach tol shlosh yomim ipnei shesovar shemuter leila tol shlosh yomim. Let's say you left within 3 days of Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for Dvar HaRashus, but you made a mistake. You thought that you were allowed to leave on Thursday for Dvar HaRashus. Havilei shogeg, you are considered a shogeg. V'yeshlo alpayim amal l'kol ruach, and you will also have 2,000 amos in all directions. It was an accident. V'chein kasvu shari achronim, and so to write the other achronim. Sivkotin lamedal, goes on the Ramah. The Ramah again brought down the Yesh Omrim that was very lenient, that anything that you're doing for business, to see your friend, that's all considered Dvar Mitzvah. Says the Mishabura Lamedalit, Vafilu Yesh Lo, Mizonos, even if you have Parnosa, Vaholech Leschora Laharvacha, and you're traveling for business to make more money than you absolutely need, that's also considered Dvar Mitzvah. Viligvos Mos Meinu Yehudi Shulchola, let's say you're traveling to collect money from a guy that is sick. It says the Magen Avraham, so long that he's not a goseis, he's not on his deathbed, that's not called the vaday pseida, and that would not be considered a mitzvah that you can travel for. However, Yerabba's making on that very case. Going to get this money from the guy is no different than going out for a business. Therefore, that would be considered a dvar mitzvah, just like going for business. You're hoping to make a profit. Here you're going to collect your money from the guy, trying to chap the money before he dies. Even if he's not a goseis, that also would be considered, according to El Yerabba, dvar mitzvah, and you would be allowed to go within the 3 days of Shabbos. V'ayin l'kamon, simin shin la'mites magen avrom, sekotan yogimul v'mishavu resham. Sivkotan lamed hay, we pointed out in the Ramah, therefore in some places there are no way to be makil to go out on a boat and to go out with a caravan within the 3 days of Shabbos. Vidas Magen Avraham b'shem kama poskin de bahalicha shiora ein lahokel. The Magen Avraham writes b'shem some poskin that it's true you could be lenient when it comes to going out on the boat, like we discussed yesterday, that's more lenient. It usually only involves the Rabbanon in terms of the Tchumen, because you're in water. But you should not be lenient lagabi going out in the caravan, because that would involve a daraisa if you go Yud Beis Mil. Sikotan lamed vavav, the ain limchos, these places who are knowing this leniency, you should not protest against them. Ava b'mokum shelo nogu lahokel, but in a place where they're not knowing to be lenient, ain kedar l'chatchil lahokel, it is not kedar l'chatchil to be lenient like the shita, the kama poskim sovereign de ba'ina mitzvah gemura, like we mentioned before, some poskim are machmir, that has to be mamish a mitzvah, it can't just be for business, it can't just be to visit a friend. That concludes Simon Reish Memches. There's a very important note that I'd like to discuss over here and that is some practical nafkaminas that Allah has been discussing in note number 23, and then we'll begin the first sif in Reish Mem Tes. Note 23, he writes, V'rofei Taran hanimtza beveis cholim, a doctor who's on rounds, it's his round to be in the hospital, v'imiyah menutak mimishpachto b'lel Shabbos, and if he's going to be away from his family on Friday night, yispatlu hu mishpachto me'onik Shabbos. So if he goes and does his rounds in the hospital on Shabbos, he and his family are going to be losing out on their onik Shabbos of being together. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach paskins shemuter lo lazov es beis acholim be'er Shabbos. This doctor is allowed to go home on Friday, be with his family Friday night. Afal pi sheyodea, even though he knows sheyitzdarech lachzor lebeis acholim b'Shabbos. He knows he has to go back to the hospital on Shabbos kedei letapel b'cholim in order to deal with the cholim sheyesh b'em sakana. He's on. It's his round. He has to go back. Still, says Shlomo Zalman, even though he knows he has to go back on Shabbos to deal with the cholim sheyesh b'sakana, he can go on Friday for the Dvar Mitzvah, the Suda Shabbos, or the Oneg Shabbos for himself and his family, knowing that he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos to go back to the hospital to save people. Sharei Nechshav Hadover Ketzarech Mitzvah. Says Shlomo Zalman, that's considered Dvar Mitzvah. So just like over here in the Siman for Dvar Mitzvah, you can head out on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, even though it might lead to any kind of Isurim. Here also, you would be allowed to go home from the hospital on Friday to have your mitzvah on Shabbos, even though you know that very likely you're going to be heading back to the hospital on Shabbos to take care of the cholim. That is the leniency of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Moshe argues, V'shalosh and Shuvas Igros Moshe Kosav, Shal harofei lolun bebeis hacholim. The doctor must stay over in the hospital, or besamachlo, or near the hospital, kidei shelo yitzdarech linsoa b'Shabbos lebeis hacholim, to avoid traveling on Shabbos to the hospital. V'hosef, and he adds on, shal harofei lasos kein af im ein lo bebeis hacholim yayin lekiddush v'suda chashuva. Even if he doesn't have wine for kiddush, he doesn't have a suda chashuva, he's certainly going to be lacking in onik Shabbos, he's lacking in kiddush al yayin. Still, Rav Moshe argues and says he must stay over in the hospital. This is not grounds to be traveling to the hospital on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe argues with the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. One last point. A famous shayla. Mishe yodeya shim yisane b'tzom gedalia. We know that Tzom Gedalia is always exactly 1 week before Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur is Shabbos, Tzom Gedalia will be Sunday, less than a week. But it's always within a week of Yom Kippur. A person knows if he fasts on Tzom Gedalia, yesh chash shelo yuchal lotzum b'Yom Kippur. So then there's a concern if he fasts on Tzom Gedalia, he's not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. He's not so healthy. He's healthy enough to fast on Yom Kippur. One fast day. But if he's going to fast 6 days or 7 days before, very good chances he's not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. So kosav ha'esh al Avram, shemikomokom yotzum b'Tzom Gedalia. Still, the fast day that comes first, which is Tzom Gedalia, he fasts. And therefore, whatever happens afterwards will happen afterwards. If he can't fast on Yom Kippur, he can't fast on Yom Kippur. Kishem shemutter lahaflig basvina l'dvar mitzvah gilmu yom mutnei HaShabbos. Just like you're allowed to go out on the ship for a dvar mitzvah within the 3 days before Shabbos, afal pi she'efshe shechal Shabbos. That might cause you to be mechal Shabbos. You're still allowed to head out on the boat on Thursday, knowing it might lead to chilul Shabbos. So you're also allowed to fast on Tzom Gedalia, even though you know it might cause you to have to eat on Yom Kippur. That is the psak of the Eish Lavrum. Very interesting shailas. Obviously, ask your local Orthodox Rav to get a real psak lemaisa. But this simon, which seems to be a rare case of going out on a ship, going out in a caravan, but it does have many practical nafkaminas to our everyday life. Says the Mechaber, Simen Reish Mem Tes, Dinim HaShayochim Le'er Shabbos Halachas that apply to Fridays. Sif Aleph, Ein Holchim Be'er Shabbos Yosim Mishalosh Parsos. A person should not travel on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, more than three parsa. Kedei sheyagia lebeiso ba'od hayom gadol. So that he should get to his house before Shabbos with plenty of time while it's still hayom gadol. V'yuchol lohochin tzarchi sudal Shabbos, and he'll have time to prepare the needs of the sudal Shabbos. Bein sheholech lebeis acherim bein sheholech lebeiso. This is whether he's traveling to someone else's house or he's traveling to his own house. He should only travel on Erev Shabbos 3 parsa, so he should have enough time to prepare for the Suda Shabbos when he gets to his destination. V'hani mili kishu b'yishuv. This is all true that he should stop at the 3 parsa mark if he finds himself in a yishuv, an inhabited area. V'mokum sheyuchal lochin tzarchei Shabbos, a place where he's able to pull over, and he can stop there, and he's able to prepare his needs of Shabbos. Aval im v'mokum shehusham, but if at the 3 parsa, the place where he finds himself, there is Iyeshu Lohokin Tzarech Shabbos. It's impossible to prepare for Shabbos in that place. Oh, she'enu makom yisha batuach, or it's not a safe inhabited area, it's dangerous. So mutter leilech afilu kama parsos, he's allowed to keep walking many parsos. If he sent a message ahead that he's coming for Shabbos, mutter lele kama parsos b'chol gavna, then he's allowed to walk many parsos in all cases. So to summarize the Mechaber, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about a person traveling on Erev Shabbos either to his house or to someone else's house, so he should only travel the amount of 3 parsa. A parsa, as we know, is 4 mil. Each mil is 18 minutes, so a parsa is 72 minutes, so it's a little less than 4 hours. He should only be walking a little less than 4 hours, so he has plenty of time when he gets to his destination that he can prepare for Shabbos, the Sudas. But if the place he's going to end up is going to be a place that he can't prepare, a place that is dangerous, so obviously then he is allowed to travel further. The important point the Mechaber said at the end, if he sent a message that he's coming for Shabbos and they'll prepare for him, so therefore the preparation is not on his head, he could travel even more than these 3 parsos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Yoser Mishalosh Parsos, a person should not walk on Erev Shabbos more than 3 parsa. Mitchilas Hayom, this is talking about from the beginning of the day on Erev Shabbos. V'ukarov L'shlish Hayom, the traveling of 3 parsa is close to a third of the day. Kethi mahaloch adam benoni eser parsos. According to the average walk of a person is 10 parsos by yom. Ubunoseya bagola urochev alsos. However, if he's traveling in a wagon or he's going on a horse, the noseya b'mehero is traveling obviously much faster. Yucha lisa harbe yoser mishalosh parsos ad shlish hayom. So if you're walking, so then 3 parsa will take you about a third of the day. It takes you about 4 hours. That's about a third of the day. But if a person is traveling by caravan, by car, by horse, so then a third of the day he'll be able to travel many more parsa, so that would be permissible. U'mehabach mashma lahoka b'noseya ba'agola. The bach is even more lenient when a person is traveling in a carriage. Lisa afilu achar chatzos hayom. Not only can he go more than 3 parsa and get there before a third of the day, he can even travel beyond chatzos of the day. As long as he gets to his destination with enough time to prepare the Tzarech Shabbos. Now, why would it be if a person is traveling by car or by caravan or whatever he's traveling by, he's not walking, he can go, we understand why he can go more distance in the same amount of time, but why is the Bach saying that he can even travel longer, even past Chatzos he can be traveling? Lemaisa, now he has less time to prepare when he gets there. So if you look at note number 3, he points out from the Prima Godim, the Prima Godim explains the lundus of the Bach, Shebenoseya Bagolo, when he's traveling by wagon, by car, Efsher Lesharis Meshach Zman HaNasiyah, he's able to evaluate the time it's going to take to travel, and therefore he can prepare accordingly. It's more exacting. Masha'enkein b'holech b'raglav, when a person is traveling by foot, she'yevsher l'sharis meshach zman ha'alicha, it's very hard to evaluate the time it's going to take to walk there. Mishum she'yesh lochu shema yis'ayif, maybe he'll get tired along the way. V'timshach ha'alicha yosef imashach hashem betchil, it might take longer than he thought. Therefore, it's not that Prima Godim, the chat in the Bach is, when a person is walking, he doesn't know how tired he's going to get, he doesn't know how long it's going to really take him, and therefore he can only go until shlish hayom, he can only go 3 parsa. Masha'enkin, if a person is traveling by car, he's going by wagon, by horse, so he's able to evaluate more exacting. We're not factoring in traffic over here, but at least in terms of his ayefus, he's not going to get tired, he's driving a car. Therefore, he can factor everything in, and you can know he can get there by chatzos. As long as he'll get there in a time that there's plenty of time to prepare for Shabbos, he would be able to travel, according to the Bach, even beyond the third of the day, even beyond chatzos. Sivkotan Beis. The purpose of this whole halach of not traveling with more than 3 parsas, kedei shiagir lebeisu b'oreyam gadol, you should go to your house with plenty of time. Hainu lemakom sheshove sham. Doesn't mean specifically your house, it means the place where you're going to be spending Shabbos. Sivkotan gimel sheholech lebeisu. We said in the Mechaber, whether you're going to Beis Acherin, Bein Shalach Lebeisu, or you're going to your house, v'af shehu mechaven shebebeisu yelo yoser onek Shabbos. Even though he's thinking that when he goes to his house he'll have more onik Shabbos, mikoma kom aser, still he's not allowed to travel more than the 3 parsa, k'shema lo yedu klal mibiyaso, maybe they don't know he's coming, v'lo hechinu b'shilu, they didn't prepare for him. So therefore, even if it's to your house and you think you'll have more onik Shabbos and therefore you should be allowed to travel more, the answer is you are not allowed to travel more because maybe they don't know you're coming, maybe they didn't prepare for you. U'bemedinos elu, in our places. Rov b'nei adam mechinim tzarchei Shabbos berevach. Most people are preparing the needs of Shabbos berevach beravchus. They make a lot of preparations for Shabbos. They prepare extra. V'lochein ein yisharim bezeklal. Therefore, they're not careful about this halacha at all. Bein kisholeich lebeisa, whether the person is traveling to his own house, o lehisareach bebeis achirim, or he's going to be a guest in someone else's house. Since everyone prepares more, so people in general are not so makbid on this halacha. Ubaharbe achronim ra'isi shekasu, and many achronim I saw that they wrote, the mikomokom tzorech lizor lechatchila, that still you should be careful lechatchila shelo yelech o yisa atzomach le'erith, even if you're not going to follow this halacha of only going three parts, you're going to travel much longer and much later. But one thing is for sure, you have to be careful lechatchila not to be traveling close to evening, close to Shabbos. Because many times a person will stumble in such a case, uboim lide chilul Shabbos, and will lead a person to be mechalel Shabbos. Kibal ushpiza, because the person who is hosting him, or afil bebeisu, even if it's his own household, kishaba samach l'Shabbos, when he comes very close to Shabbos, mosifin levashel b'shvilo, they're going to add cooking for him, umechal and Shabbos, and many times it's going to lead, that cooking is going to be a chilul Shabbos. V'gam kama pa'amim yera delo yagia l'malon, and sometimes it will happen also that he won't reach a hotel, ulebeis or to his house in Bodyom before Shabbos starts, ad shechashecha mamish, until it gets dark. He might still be traveling, and it's getting dark. He miscalculated. The kama chilul Shabbos yesh bo tzov achnos, and there's a lot of chilul Shabbos that's going to go on. And he's going from one rishus to another rishus with hotzah and achnosa. V'yetziyam yichutz latchum, and he also might go outside the tchum. Ushvisas behemto, he might not have his animals resting properly. So all these yisurim can come up if he miscalculates and he travels too close to Shabbos. V'lochein kolze yosim ha'odam lelibo. Therefore, a person should put all these possibilities to his heart. And he should be ready to quickly stop and rest for Shabbos, even if it's only in the village. And the Yetzer Hara should not convince him by saying, "Od hayam gadol, you have plenty of time, v'aderech tov, the roads are clear, just keep on going." That's the Yetzer Hara. A person should stop when he can. Ach im eira shaholoch ad chashecha. But if it happened, the Yetzer Hara got him, or some other unforeseen circumstance happens and he finds himself traveling and it becomes Shabbos, if he finds that he's in the tchum when Ben Hashmashos came in, so mutter lahalech besocho, he's allowed to walk throughout the city on Shabbos. Kibesimin tof yud vav. V'tzorech leirid me'agolav asus. Obviously, if he's on an animal, when Ben Hashmashos comes in, he would have to go off of his animal and he would have to walk. But in terms of the tchum, once he's inside the city, he's allowed to walk freely. He has his regular tchum. Ayin simen reish tamilvav v'sham yivur emirtz Hashem. Sivkotan dalud. We said v'hani mili kishu b'yishuv. That which you have to stop after the three parsa is if you find yourself in an inhabited area, it's a place where you can prepare, it's a place where it's not dangerous. Rotzalomer b'mokum shekolo agimel parsa. So talking about a place where he finds himself when the three parsa ends, kain kosav alavush. So writes the lavush v'ayin bel yirabu. Sivkotan hey. But if you find your place, the place that's einu mokum yishuv batuach, da'amida baderech einu mokum batuach. Just stopping along the road is not considered a safe place. D'chol hadrochim b'cheska sakana, because all the travelings, all the roads are considered a chazok of a sakana. V'lochein afilu yeishi motzeda. Therefore, even if he brought along food for Shabbos, k'dei tzarchi Shabbos, he brought along food that he has enough for his needs of Shabbos, mutter lo lisam yishom ha'chiyovu l'mokum batuach. He's allowed to travel from there until he finds a safe place. So even though this whole halacha is brought down so you should have food for Shabbos, this person was traveling along with this food for Shabbos, v'lemaisa, if the place where he finds himself after traveling three parsa is a dangerous place, you can have all the food you want, but it's a dangerous place, you're still allowed to travel further till you get to a safe place, and you avoid any shash of pikuach nefesh. And sivkotan vav kama parsos, we said again in the last point of the Mechaber, if you sent a message ahead that you're coming for Shabbos, then you'll be allowed to travel more than three parsa, because the preparation for Shabbos is not on you. Umikomokom yizahir, but still you should be careful. Shelo yisacher lovo atzamach la'erev, that you should not delay in coming until close to evening. V'kanal b'sifkat and gimel. Besides the idea of preparing for Shabbos, which you avoided over here, l'maisa, you don't want to have any of the chil Shabbos we discussed before, which is a chance of happening if you delay your trip too late in the day. We'll stop here and continue with Siv Beis, Emirtz Hashem, in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.